where you turn for breaking news and information. Mount Sterling and Winchester's home for classic hit country, WKYN. NBC News time is 5 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. New York police say the man who set himself on fire outside the Donald Trump trial is in critical condition. Officials said the man threw some papers before pouring some sort of accelerant over his body and lit himself on fire in the protest area in front of the courthouse.
Almost like a conspiracy theory type of pamphlet, some information in regards to Ponzi schemes and the fact that some of our local educational institutes are fronts for the mob. So a little bit of a conspiracy theory going on here.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry said the man drove from Florida to New York City earlier in the week. Some first responders were hurt trying to douse the flame, but all will be okay. All 12 jurors are now seated in Trump's criminal hush money trial. The jury that will decide the fate of the first former president in American history to stand trial on criminal charges consists of 7 men and 5 women. 6 alternates have now been selected and opening statements are set for Monday. House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing more of his colleagues calling for his ousting. Arizona Republican Paul Gosar announced today he's supporting the motion to vacate Johnson put forward by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. The move by Gosar comes as the House is advancing a $95 billion package of military assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Conservatives are angry with the speaker as they argue border policy changes should be tied to any new aid for Ukraine. Pump prices across the U.S. are holding steady at about $3.67 per gallon of regular unleaded gas. AAA reports that's 4 cents higher than last week and about the same as it was a year ago. Wall Street's closing with stocks mixed to wrap up a tough week. The Nasdaq and S&P fell for the 6th straight session, marking their longest losing streak since 2022. A rally in American Express shares helped boost the Dow as inflation worries and the Middle East conflict weighed on overall market sentiment. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 211 points, the S&P dropped 43, and the Nasdaq fell 319 points. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This is WKYN Headline News.
Good Friday afternoon. It's the 19th day of April. Time now for news. Dan Manley reporting. There's a new law now that makes it possible for Kentucky to begin licensing businesses that want to participate in the state's medical marijuana program a few months sooner than previously allowed. Governor Andy Beshear signing House Bill 829 into law this week. And among other things, that bill moving up the timeline for cannabis business licensing from January the 1st of 2025 to July of 2024. The issue with January the 1st of 25 is that it's the same day when the medical marijuana program goes live in Kentucky. It would have made it impossible to have cannabis products ready for patients because businesses cannot start growing marijuana until they are licensed. Federal rules also require all of Kentucky's medical marijuana products to be made within the Commonwealth, so the state cannot bring external products in. Under the new regulations, businesses can begin applying for a cannabis business license beginning the first day of July through the 31st day of August. Then sometime in October, a lottery system will award an initial round of licenses to businesses competing to participate in the state's startup medical cannabis program. The state initially will issue 48 medical cannabis dispensary licenses divided among 11 regions. The goal is to ensure the shortest possible drive times for Kentuckians with qualifying health conditions. Each region allocated at least 4 dispensary licenses, and counties will be limited to 1 dispensary, with the exception of those that are home to Louisville and Lexington, which can have 2 licenses. Morehead State University's Space Science Department played a crucial role in the first landing of an uncrewed private spacecraft on the moon in February. The Intuitive Machines IM-1 mission launched February 15th, aiming to become the first private spacecraft on the moon. It was also the first time the United States had landed a spacecraft on the moon since the Apollo era of the 70s. In the final moments before touchdown, there were some tense moments as the Odysseus lander touched down. Controllers on Earth had trouble reestablishing communications. According to Dr. Ben Malfrus at Morehead State University, it was a bizarre, complex, crazy idea that just absolutely worked. Yeah, as NASA and Intuitive Machines teams tried to figure out how to get data from the lander after its expected touchdown, the Morehead State University space science team became critical. Malfrus, the executive director of the space science department, said the Intuitive Missions team, which owned the lander, was communicating with it using the Lunar Commercial Network. NASA was using its own deep space network. When the Odysseus lander touched down, it tipped over, interrupting connectivity. They think that one of the legs hit a rock, and so it was on its side at that time with the antennas not pointing to Earth, according to Chloe Hart, the lead ground operator and engineer at Morehead State University. Turns out the team at MSU had the capability to communicate on both networks. It just took a bit of coding, according to the people at MSU, with Morehead State bridging the communication gap between NASA and Intuitive Machines teams. They were finally able to receive data from the lander, a giant leap for the Eastern Kentucky Space Program at MSU. According to Congressman Hal Rogers, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said, Morehead State was the savior of our historic mission to the moon. The number of fatalities on Kentucky roads is on the rise. The city of Danville has put together a plan in hopes of reversing the trend in that area. The city is calling the plan the Vision Zero Safety Action Plan, with a goal of zero traffic deaths and serious injuries by 2050. The comprehensive plan maps out all crashes across the city in 5 years between 2018 and 2022. Found in that time there were 6 traffic fatalities, 29 serious injuries, and almost 3,000 total crashes. Danville City Engineer Josh Morgan explained that in a small town, having just one serious accident can have a serious impact. The new plan addresses several problem areas in the city, including the Danville Bypass, which will be the town's priority. Recommendations range from crosswalk visibility enhancements to protect pedestrians to slowing roadway traffic or improving turn visibility. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's Office of Highway Safety recently released data showing that the number of highway fatalities in the state in 2023 reached its highest level since 2016. We'll have more coming up right after this.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service can make your bookkeeping and tax preparation needs simple and stress-free. They understand how confusing payroll and tax returns can be, and they've got 60 years of collective experience your family and business needs. Call 859-498-9535 to find out about affordable bookkeeping and tax services. Donna's Bookkeeping and Tax Service, 859-498-9535. Conveniently located at 420 West Main Street in Mount Sterling. New owners, Mitchell and Nicole Douglas Blevins.
Bluegrass Stockyards East, Route 60, Mount Sterling, has cattle sales every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and every fourth Friday. Also, they have special sales like herd dispersal and equipment sales. Whether you are a large or small stock owner, Jeff Kofer and Bluegrass Stockyards East will serve you the best. Give Jeff a call at 859-229-7587. That's Bluegrass Stockyards East in Mount Sterling, your best bet for cattle selling or buying.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Red Tag Sales event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
The best steaks in Winchester. That's exactly what you'll get at DJ's Steakhouse. All steaks are cooked to order on the DJ's Grill. And their burgers and sandwiches are outstanding, too. Then there's their fresh salads and appetizers. Check the DJ's website for their full menu and like them on Facebook to get daily home-cooked lunch specials and their entertainment schedule. Leslie and Shane Thomas invite you to DJ's Steakhouse on the Winchester Bypass. Your home away from home.
In sports news, Reed Shepard, the consensus National Freshman of the Year last season in college basketball, is entering the NBA draft and will not be coming back to UK. Player making the announcement in a video social media post yesterday. Shepard's son of former Wildcat Stacy and Jeff played in all 33 games this past season, averaged 12.5 points per game while shooting a team best 52.1% from three-point range. The former North Laurel star projected as a lottery pick in the upcoming NBA draft, he is foregoing his remaining college eligibility. Shepard said in the video, quote, "I'm so thankful to wear the blue and white jersey," unquote. Shepard said it's his dream to play in the National Basketball Association. Meanwhile, Kenny Payne and John Calipari will once again share a sideline. Calipari has hired Payne, former Kentucky assistant, as Arkansas's associate head coach. Payne spent the past two seasons as the head coach at the University of Louisville, fired after two consecutive losing seasons. Payne and Calipari worked together for 10 seasons at the University of Kentucky. Morehead State's men's basketball program welcomed home Jonathan Maddox yesterday morning as the program's 15th head coach. Maddox began his career at MSU in 2013 as a graduate manager, where he would work his way up to associate head coach. In the 2021 season, he helped catapult the program's success in 2020 when the Eagles won their first OVC tournament championship in 10 years, spent the last couple of seasons as an associate head coach at Murray State University. Maddox will have big shoes to fill under former head coach Preston Spradlin, who finished as the third winningest head men's basketball coach in Morehead State University history. The University of Kentucky women's basketball program inked four players to its incoming class. Head coach Kenny Brooks announcing yesterday, 6'7 center Clara Silva, 6'2 guard Lexi Blue, 6'1 guard Tana Becker, all joining the program as freshmen, and Amelia Hassett, a 6'3 forward from Eastern Florida State College, will be a junior for the upcoming season. College baseball. University of Kentucky, the third-ranked team in the nation at this point, they're going to play host to number 2 Tennessee in a weekend series that gets underway tonight. Major League Baseball from yesterday, it was a short schedule. The Giants beat the Diamondbacks 5-0, Rays over the Angels 2-1, Rangers 9, the Tigers 7, and the Guardians beat the Red Sox 5-4. Reds, after losing 3 in a row to Seattle, they come home tonight to host the Angels, a 6:40 first pitch, as that game can be heard on 96.3 FM coming up this evening. The Reds beginning a weekend series against the California Angels. High school baseball action from yesterday. They played the Doc Morris Invitational event yesterday with a number of games, and a few of those included Bishop Rosser beating Bellevue 18-17, Campbell County over Cooper by a score of 3-2. Other action, it was Bath County over Paris 9-1. Boyd County topped Greenup County 16-3 in six innings. It was Bracken County 9 and Ludlow 7. Montgomery County fell behind 7-0 to West Carter, came back to win 12-7 in a game you heard on 1150 and 106.9 FM. Mason County 2 and Fleming County 1. Russell down to Ashland Blazer 7-2, and Nicholas County over Bourbon County 6-5. Among the games on the high school baseball schedule for today, as the Doc Morris Invitational continues, it'll be the Round County Vikings taking on the Lafayette Generals. Round County at 16-3 going into that game. Fast pitch softball from yesterday, Clark County over Berea 16-0 in three innings. Ashland beat Lewis County 10-0. Montgomery County got a victory over Paris 16-1 in three innings. In softball action today, Bath County playing in the Kentucky 2A state tournament. Eight teams involved in the event that's taking place down in Owensboro. And it's Bath County meeting Nelson County today. That's a 3 o'clock start local time, 2 o'clock there central time in Owensboro, and you'll be able to hear the game on 97.7 FM. They'll come back and play a second game either at 5 or 7, depending on whether they win or lose in this double elimination tournament. Also in softball action coming up this evening, Harrison County is playing in that same event in the 2A state tournament. Montgomery County playing host to Boyd County tonight. You'll hear that game on 1150 and 106.9 FM coming up this evening. Turning to the weather, we get a 30% chance of a shower today with a high of 67, partly cloudy and 42 overnight. Sunshine, just 61 for your high on Saturday. Then for Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 57. And Monday, sunshine and 63 degrees. That's a look at sports and weather. We'll have more after this.
A.W. Graham Lumber.
When you need hardware, man, see A.W. Graham, man. We've got what you need, man. If you can't find it, we can. You'll find it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. We got lumber, fence posts, cabinets, vinyl siding, windows, doors, hardwood floors, generators, fence boards, guardrails, roofing, all the lumber you need to do things. We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. A.W. Graham Lumber.
What's the first thing to do when starting a new building project? Head on over to your computer and give us a look at www.grahamlumber.com. You'll find everything you need, all at dirt cheap prices. Give it a try. That's A.W. Graham Lumber. At the junction of Highway 57 and Maddox Pike in Flemingsburg, call 845-9663 or toll free 877-845-9663.
We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man.
That's A.W. Graham Lumber.
Let Carrier and Comfort Air provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance. Comfort Air Heating and Cooling in Mount Sterling. Call 859-203-4899 or comfortairky.com.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Farmers, are you looking for a rotary cutter? Look no further than Taylor Way, offering American-made quality since 1946. Find Taylor Way rotary cutters from 5-foot 3-point hitch models to 15-foot flex wing cutters at Young Farm Machinery, all at the right price. See in-stock inventory at YFMonline.com or call 606-849-2677. Don't wait. See Young Farm Machinery for a Taylor Way rotary cutter today.
There'll be an Earth Day celebration on Saturday at Legacy Grove Park in Winchester. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Interactive booths from 16 community partners will be there with live music, tree giveaways, and free food. That's Saturday at Legacy Grove Park. Hot Rods for History. The Clark County Winchester Heritage Commission is hosting an event on Saturday from 12 to 5 at the Robert D. Campbell Jr. High School on Boonesboro Road. Dash plaques for the first 30 cars, trophies for the top cars, raffles, and a 50-50 auction will be done. $20 registration fee to show. A registration closes at 4 p.m. If you need any information, contact 859-749-3174. Palmer Engineering will be the site of a blood drive next Wednesday, 9 to 11 a.m., That's at 400 Shoppers Drive. The Kentucky Blood Center Bloodmobile will be on hand to take your blood donations. Also a blood drive at Brooks Place in Winchester. That's Thursday of next week from noon to 4 p.m. Don't forget Thursday, May 2nd is the National Day of Prayer, special event coming up at noon at the Clark County Courthouse. That's news for this Friday, the 19th day of April. I'm Dan Manley reporting.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
The Paris Stockyards has become this area's premier stockyards by treating its customers, buyers, and sellers alike with courtesy and respect. They treat you right because they're just like you. It's farmers doing business with farmers. They have a sale every Thursday and receive cattle all day long on Wednesday. When you're ready to sell your livestock or if you're looking to stock up, make the winning choice by choosing the Paris Stockyards. Now we go to Paris's own Tom Leach with a look at UK Athletics, a service of the Paris Stockyards.
We'll talk Kentucky baseball and more coming up on A Look at UK Sports.
Now's the time to plan your summer vacation. Why not head west? That's Western Kentucky. You'll find Western Kentucky's best lake, Lake Barkley, the best outdoor recreation area around. With land between the lakes, the friendliest people, amazing food, and we're not that far away. And we're definitely worth the drive. KDIS Trigg County Tourism encourages you to visit our neck of the woods. We can't wait to see you. Find out more at gokdiz.com.
And I have to give Nick Mangione a tremendous amount of credit, especially in the transfer portal era, to be able to bring guys in from USC and Texas and Cincinnati and all these different programs, and they come together and they're playing as one, and they've all bought in to Nick's style of play.
That's former Kentucky baseball coach Keith Madison talking about the job the current Cats coach Nick Mangione has done in putting together a team that has risen to number 3 in a national ranking. Wildcats take on number 4 Tennessee for a 3-game set that starts tonight at Kentucky Proud Park in Lexington. What does Madison like best about this Kentucky team?
This group sort of goes about their business and they win in a lot of different ways, Tom. They can beat you with the long balls. They have good pitching depth. They have strong up-the-middle defense. They can put a lot of pressure on the defense with drag bunts, push bunts, sacrifice bunts. They beat you in a lot of different ways. Whatever the other team gives the Wildcats are going to take it and try to beat you with it.
If you can't make it out to Kentucky Proud Park, make sure to tune in Darren Hedrick on the UK Radio Network.
Tom Leach.
A look at UK sports.
Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did sleeping in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain